April 18th, Francis Chan.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
For the first 5 years of his life, Chan was raised in Hong Kong in a Buddhist home. By sixth grade, he had lost his mother, his stepmother, and his father. In his high school years, his uncle killed Chan's aunt and then himself. But Chan had been taught about Jesus and he never let go. Chan became a pastor, founded and grew a church, and attained fame. Chan wrote Crazy Love and became a New York Times best-selling author. But on this date, in 2010, Chan resigned from the church he and his wife Lisa had started back in 1994 so he could do more work, reach more people, and love the least loved among us. He co-founded Multiply, a nationwide discipleship movement, and he serves on the board for Children's Hunger Fund, which, since 1991, has distributed more than $1 billion in food and other aid to more than 20 million children across America and around the world. Chan also serves on the board of World Impact, a ministry that empowers urban leaders and partners with local churches to reach their cities with the gospel.
Success may draw people to us, but laying our success aside may draw people to God. Francis Chan shuffled behind the stage as he readied himself to speak to the crowded ballroom. A man standing nearby asked him how he prepared to speak to such large crowds. With a smile, Francis said, "I've got a series of seven questions that I ask myself, but one I always ask myself is, do I really love these people?" Francis knew that he had made a name for himself, but he also knew that sometimes a person's success must be sacrificed to serve God. Growing a church from a living room to a mega structure, writing several top-selling books, or becoming a much sought-after speaker might sound like success to most people, but not to Francis Chan. To him, success was found by following God's plan for the church, encompassed by one word, love. In fact, love led Francis to leave the megachurch he had founded. He wanted to pursue an image of the church where members equally loved and edified one another. Francis told the audience about times he had deeply felt love for his fellow staff members at his church, but he admitted there were also times the same people were difficult to love. One night, he went to dinner with one of those men and the man's wife. Francis enjoyed himself and thought the couple was doing fine. That is, he assumed they were doing fine. However, a few days later, that couple's serious marital issues became public knowledge. Francis had spent an entire evening with them and did not have a hint of their personal suffering. Instead of actively loving his staff and congregation, Francis found that, in his own words, he was just getting the message across. What if he had loved that couple enough to ask the right questions? Francis knew the love that Jesus expected from his church was active and engaging, not just people delivering and listening to a sermon. As Francis continued to study the scriptures, he could not escape how many times the Bible said that Christians should love one another. One passage he returned to over and over was John 13:34, and God says, "A new command I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." This inspired Francis to leave the mega church to pursue a new, smaller church structure where members were intimately involved with each other's lives. With this form of church, there was simply no way for him to avoid asking the question of whether he loved the people he saw face to face. Their success was defined by the degree of love they shared with one another. The standard God expects of us is that we love one another as Jesus loves us. This is an impossible standard by natural means. But Francis pointed out that our love was not supposed to be natural, it's supernatural, and is only empowered through Jesus Christ. Think about the people in your life, not just your immediate family. Do you truly love them? Think about the people you will come in contact with today. Do you love them as Christ loves you? For the next 24 hours, challenge yourself. When others talk to you, put down your phone and give them the attention that love requires. Success may draw people to us, but laying our success aside may draw people to God.
April 18th. Man, Chuck Stecker here with The Chosen Generation. And as one of the narrators of 365 Christian Men, I just want to thank you for being diligent and being a part of this ministry. Not only did I grow in the time frame of being able to narrate, but each day as I listen to the stories and sometimes have the privilege of doing the challenge, I'm continually stretched again and again. Today's message from Francis Chan stretched me again, and I think it's an important message. Here we are in April, heading into the summer and a difficult season, maybe even politically. And this is important for us to understand, because I want to go back to the one question as a challenge. Do I really love these people? Seven questions Francis Chan asked. Number one question, when he thought about speaking to people and being there, was, do I really love these people? Now, let's, for clarity, he wrote the book Crazy Love that's mentioned in there, but the idea of love is not this emotional gushy feeling, right? Holding hands and, you know, all of that. The idea of love from God's perspective seems to be, will I honor and value them as a creation of God? Will I honor them and value them as a creation of God? Then we can ask the question, do I really love these people? Do I love them enough? Not like them, maybe not even want to do dinner with them. There are people out there like that. But to honor and respect them as a creation of God. Saints, listen to me. We can't have it both ways. We can't think all the good stuff in life is created by God because he's the creator. And all the bad stuff for the people we disagree with, well, they couldn't have been created by God. Either we believe the whole Bible or we don't. They were created by God. God is calling us to love the unlovable. My challenge to you is pick one person in your life that to you is unlovable. And could you make the commitment to love in the sense of honor, respect, and see them as another child of God? That's really the challenge, isn't it? Do you love them enough by believing God's word to love them, honor them, respect them as a child of God? Just pick one person today. That's my challenge for us. God bless you.